back to the bins, and the fact they have not been collected in some parts of Belfast and won't be for a month due to staffing issues. Let's talk to the UP councillor, Jim Rogers. Good morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Finney. Happy New Year.
Same to you. So they weren't collected before Christmas and they won't be until later this month. The council, they have apologised for the inconvenience and we've been told it is due to staffing issues. What happened?
Well, Vinny, I don't want to get into all the details. What you've just said is correct. It's down to staffing levels, and it means basically that many of the bins have been left unemptied. There is a dispute between management and the trade unions. Hopefully, it will soon be resolved. But I would like to apologise to all the ratepayers who suffered by not having their bins emptied and still haven't got them emptied. But hopefully, they will be emptied. I'm talking now about the blue bins. I know there's some people also complaining about their black bins not being emptied either.
But what does it say about the council, Jim? At one of the busiest times of the year, people will have a lot of waste that they can't make that work around Christmas.
Well, this came on of us all of a sudden. We didn't have a lot of time, and unfortunately, management thought that this could be resolved after talks with unions. That simply wasn't the case. But if you look back over the years...
Sorry, Jim, just to stay on that point, you say that management have been talking to the union to try and resolve this. So is it a staffing level issue, or is it an issue within staff? As in, is it a money issue? Is it a timetable, a rota issue?
Well, I don't want to get into the details because these talks were of a confidential nature, and I'm not going to break confidentiality for you or anybody else. If you look back over the years, this has rarely ever happened. There's been the odd industrial dispute, but we've mainly got it resolved, everyone's
satisfied. Because we've been told, Jim, that the problem is that the council have got pay scales for bin collection over holiday periods, but the council, rely on volunteers to step forward to take these on. So basically, you don't have to, but usually enough people volunteer, and therefore it's not a problem, but this year they didn't come forward.
Well, that's right up in their point. I don't want to get into all the details. We are trying to get this resolved, and it's been just dreadful for many people.
It's just a bit late to get it resolved. And if you address it, you know, if you look at it, say, for example, this programme or the BBC, right, so we would pay you twice. I don't know what the rate is. If you come in on Christmas or whatever, you'll get an extra fee or percentage. You don't have to do it, but that's what will happen if you do. And the BBC then have no underlying precautions put in place so that if no one wants to do it, then nobody has to do it, and therefore she'll just shut the BBC for a day. It's something surely with forward planning, there has to be some kind of fail-safe.
Well, there's always forward planning in Belfast City Council, but unfortunately on this occasion it had broken down. And as I say, this rarely ever happens. If people look back, and as I said a few minutes ago, Christmas by Christmas, New Year, you will find that their bins have been emptied, may have been delayed the odd day because of a vehicle breaking down. But it shouldn't have happened. It has happened. I'm really sorry for those who have suffered, and people are angry. I mean, right over the whole full Christmas period, and even yesterday, yeah, I was getting emails, phone calls, text messages, and that should not be the case.
And it's your understanding, Jim,
and let's hope in the future what would have been experiencing on this occasion won't happen again.
As far as you're aware, it's blue, but also some black bins, so it's some non-recyclables.
Yes, that's correct, but it's mainly the blue bins, and we try to get the message out to as many people as possible through the council's website and social media. We do realise that some people don't have that benefit of looking at a website or even have a mobile phone, but nevertheless, we are still aiming to get the blue bins emptied as soon as possible.
So in the next couple of days?
Well, it could be as late as maybe next Monday, or even slightly later than that. They are working exceptionally hard to resolve this situation because the officers and workers realise it's not good for the image of the council, a council which in general is highly respected, highly thought of, but we have failed, unfortunately, on this occasion.
Let's bring in a caller on this. David, good morning to you. Good morning, David. Go ahead.
Yes, I wrote to Alderman Jim Rogers there. I was one of the emails I sent to him. And I must admit, I emailed every councillor in my ward. And to give Alderman Rogers a credit, he was the only one ever come back to me with a courtesy of a reply. So it'll be interesting when the council elections are coming up who I'll be voting for the next time. But in saying it, I'm a ratepayer. And under the provision of the rates, that there's a service provision under that rate that my bins are emptied, which hasn't been for the last month. So if I was dealing with another company or the like of an airline, there's a compensation payment due for non-serviceable.
So would you like a rates credit, David, or something like that?
Certainly, I think we should be doing it, rather than Belfast City Council, which are very good at putting rates up every year. So we're able to look at a rate repayment.
Is that a possibility, Jim?
Well, as you will be aware, Vinny, good morning, David.
Good morning, Mr. Rogers, and thanks very much for your email. I do appreciate it.
No, not at all, and I'm sorry that you have suffered like the other residents where you live and beyond, but the rates are gathered by Land and Property Services, which are an arm of the Department of Finance. You will also be aware that the various councils, they set the district rate, and the executive, and although it's not functioning, they set the regional rate, and then people in good time get notification of what their rates are going to be for that particular year. Other people have raised this with me in the last few days looking for a rates rebate. You could try the Land and Property Services, but I would doubt, David, that if they would agree to that.
Well, would you be in favour? Do you think it's a good idea, Jim? Because let's face it. Well, David, you tell them. Was it your blue bin that wasn't collected, or your blue and black? Bin,
but will I tell you, Vinny? I mean, I have to take up Mr. Rogers' point on this. I mean, where I live in Ballyhackamore, we have a constant issue, right, of real problem of getting bins collected. Now, the last time it happened a few months ago, our bin was collected on Tuesday, didn't bother. So I phoned the council up, and I was told, oh no, due to operational issues, it won't be lifted to Saturday. Ask your neighbours to leave all their bins out to Saturday. So it's not a one-off thing like this year. This is a current problem that we're getting, and recurrent the whole time in East Belfast, especially in Ballyhackamore. We're always getting, I mean, I would turn and I happened to phone up the council and said to him about the bin men. And I was told, oh no, no, I'm sorry, there's no longer bin men. They're technical operatives.
Do you know how much you pay for your rates, David?
Oh, I do. What, my rate is over £1,000 a year. And I think if I'm paying that amount a year, that I'm due at least a service provision.
Well, Jim, I can see the point he's trying to make. And I know you've said it's probably unlikely, but do you think it's a good idea? If you pay for any service, say if you pay for your TV or whatever, or you're renting something and it's not working, you're not getting what you're paying for, should you surely not get some kind of credit or allowance for that?
Well, this is a big issue, Vinny, as you can appreciate. I can understand David's concerns, and he's right. In the district that he lives in Ballyhackamore, we've had major problems, as we do in others, with car parking, and the lorries unable to get up the street, and they have to come back out after they've just maybe driven a few yards. There's all sorts of difficulties and problems, but in general, most of our collections are on time. Occasionally, and David again is right what he said, the area in Ballyhackamore that he resides in has been a problem area now for some considerable time.
Then, David, then Jim, do you not think that there should be, do you believe there should be some provision then given for a credit? You would be chased if you didn't pay your rates, you would get in trouble. So if you're not getting what you pay for, should surely then there not be some kind of provision to credit you for that?
Well, Vinny, I'm not aware of that happening.
I know that, but you've admitted yourself there's an issue in the area where David lives.
Yes,
we know there's an
issue
wider. So with that in mind, Jim, do you believe that people should be given some kind of credit given they, as you admit, are not getting the service they are paying for?
Well, it's like numerous services that people look for. It's not always 100%, and it's the same with Belfast City Council. Generally, we're highly efficient in regards to emptying bins, but in some areas, we're not. We fall down for a wide range of reasons, but to go down that road would be really, really difficult because we would have people, for example, who's looking for a dog warden to come out and they don't come out and they're looking for a refund or a reduction in the rates. I'm not aware of it happening anywhere, even in the British Isles.
But what would be wrong with that? I'm just wondering. You mentioned the dog warden there as well. If people, you get your rates bill and you get a breakdown of where your rates go. I do. I think I'm Antrimon Newton Abbey Council. So what the money I pay each year, what that's spent on, a big pie chart on the back of it. So if you're not getting what you're paying for, then why should there not be some kind of move then to credit you for that? Or to, you know, it's one thing acknowledging that there's an issue, but you still have to pay it, but you're not getting always what you pay for.
Well, there's a lot of services that we pay for and we don't get what we are expecting. And Belfast City Council, or for that matter, other councils are no different. And we do set out clearly in our council magazine, which goes to both domestic and business customers, where your rates, how they're spent.
Yes.
And I come back to what I've just said. Land and property services are responsible for gathering the rates. Give you another example. During the pre-mark fire, and a number of businesses, and some are still closed, as you're aware, we have had a number of retailers and other businesses looking for a refund, and we have referred them to Land and Property Services.
And I understand, Jim, this, I'm not asking you to, you know, go into your office today and write checks, or indeed to say you can authorise, but I'm just asking, in your opinion, if that is something that you think they should do. I'll come back to that in a second. I want to bring in Seanine at this point.
Could I come in just a minute?
Let me just bring in Sean. I'm just conscious of the time. Seanine, you've not had a chance this morning. Go ahead, Seanine.
Okay, it's great that, you know, Jim's apologising. He's been truthful.
And again, it's not Jim's fault. You know, none of this is down to him, and we do appreciate him coming on. But go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, and he has apologised, and he's been truthful for the reasons. I've no interest in compensation. There's no resolution. No one has given a resolution here as to what's going to happen to our bins. Jim has said that, you know, they may be late next week or maybe late by a few days. The website clearly states that the bin is going to be emptied on our next collection date, which means that's 4 weeks. For the blue bin. Now,
so what date should yours have been empty, Seanine?
On Monday there, New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve. And now your next collection date is when?
Monday week. So it's not even about an excess Christmas waste. I mean, I went to the recycling unit over Christmas with my excess cardboard. It's my general household waste. My bin was full with my general household waste. Now, everyone in my area, their bins are still out. I think it's in the hope that they're going to be emptied. But what is going to happen to those bins? You know, the bin men don't empty the bins if the lid's open a wee bit. They don't lift excess rubbish that's beside the bin. There's no resolution as to what we are all supposed to do with our rubbish.
Well, Seanine, can I say to you publicly, just as I've said to David and all the rest of ratepayers in Belfast who have suffered, a sincere apology. We are trying to get a quick resolution. We're trying to get as many bins emptied as humanly possible. And you take it from me, and I've been speaking to the manager virtually over the whole of Christmas. I think he's fed up listening to me going on and on and on. He knows exactly, because he's suffering. He's under a lot of pressure. He's doing his level best along with others. And we will try and get this resolved rather than have you worrying when is this bin going to be emptied and what flows from that whenever a bin has got rubbish here, there and everywhere at the side of it.
But it doesn't really address what Seanine said there, Jim, in relation to she waited 2 weeks to have her bin collected. It was meant to be collected on New Year's Eve, I think you said. It's going to be another 2 weeks. So that month, is there nothing that can be put on in between this week to try and take up the slack?
That's the problem. It's happening to thousands of people. It's not hundreds, it's thousands.
And should you leave your bin out now for another 2 weeks because you don't know what day they're going to collect them on?
Well, I've advised people to leave their bins out. I know that causes great inconvenience to having to go out maybe through their front door rather than a side door and whatnot. But again, I think that's the best thing.
Okay.
Because I'll be pushing, and no other councillors that I've spoken to about this matter are determined to try and get
we'll have to leave it there
as quickly as possible.
Jim, thank you very much for your time. I think we'll come back to this later in the week.